आजाद दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा केंद्र न्यूयॉर्क मैडिसन स्क्वायर गार्डन।
अमेरिका भर में दास्तानें मोदी को लेकर चर्चाएं जोरों पर हैं। लोगों की रुचि इस बात में है कि आखिरकार एक चाय बेचने वाला दुनिया के सबसे बड़े लोकतंत्र का पीएम कैसे बन गया।
आजाद दुनिया का 92-93, you know, we started seeing this shift from editor-led newspapers to proprietor-led newspapers.
तस्वीरों में आप देख सकते हैं।
The second thing which happened is that the existing owners started kind of fine-tuning and changing the content of their publications. And this happened with magazines, this happened with newspapers, a lot of newspapers which were anti-BJP or anti-Modi suddenly became kind of central position. People who were centrist became right-wing positions and stuff like that.
Here is the media setup, which is already crawling when it hasn't even been asked to bend. So the kind of all-pervasive reach of BJP's propaganda machinery is really suffocating that way.
Odoppalo apratima teluvaya photo teluvayeno chamak damak agiddale aadre ಆಕೆಯ ಅಸಲಿಯತ್ತ ಅರಿವಾಗೋದು ಕೆಳಗಿನ ಅಕ್ಷರಗಳನ್ನ ನೋಡಿದಾಗ.
The logical corollary of this approach of the owners towards the publication was that a lot of senior people got sacked or got removed. So there were clear cases where editors were removed or senior political writers were removed, and so you had that, saw that in the Hindu, you saw that in Open Magazine, you saw that in various places, also news channels.
To see my own colleagues change so quickly after May 16th came as quite a shocker for me. A couple of my stories did get dropped because they were going to hurt a BJP MP. And, you know, it has been a very, you know, after May 16th, it has been a very hot summer and it's proving to be a very cold winter.
I mean, I don't think that the Congress government was being terribly benevolent to the media. It isn't as if during their regime, community radio had a free run or that the news ban was not there. But I think the kind of fear of reprisal that exists right now, whether it is somebody posting something on Facebook or somebody liking that comment on Facebook or, you know, anything on the internet, you know, you have 650 people just trolling the internet searching for this stuff. So, I mean, that kind of Big Brother is watching you kind of environment, I have not seen in the last 23 years of my career.
Newsroom always has a very strong political atmosphere, right? Usually it's better when it's vibrant. But what we're looking at today is our newsrooms which prefer one political discourse, you know? They do not want to hear other voices. Now, that is not censorship, that is self-censorship.
It spread from sectors to sectors. It also spreads down the editorial line. So when younger reporters see that editors and senior correspondents are deliberately not talking about certain things, they take the cue from that.
How do I talk about this? What is the right time and the right platform to bring these issues up so that it is not appropriated by the right-wing forces? And that's when I feel like I engage in some sort of self-censorship, because sometimes it's just better not to talk about it because you know the way in which it will be appropriated will go completely against what you were intending to do.
This kind of self-censorship is always there, that I am also thinking in terms of the organization I'm attached to. If it is Times Avenue, then I know what kind of stories they will like, what they will say, I mean, I would also involuntarily falling into that stereotyping of the place, and that you have to be thinking in terms of, you know, drug trafficking across the Burmese border, that'll catch the headlines. So I know that kind of thing. So I'm actually molded into thinking the way somebody in Delhi is.
The mob today is, of course, not only on the street, but also on the internet. And it's a fairly powerful censor, especially in terms of encouraging self-censorship. For example, even though I'm in a relatively privileged and relatively secure situation, I know that I am increasingly conscious of my name and the red flag it may be to some sections of this mob who are likely to view and interpret anything I say or write, even in the social media, as having something to do with the religious community my name indicates I belong to.
There is not a very different kind of reportage which is there on labor, for instance. So, for example, increasingly strikes and other labor, quote-unquote, unrest is not reported in the mainstream sections of newspapers or even in main newspapers. They get reported in business newspapers. This is a strong trend where they get reported as cases which impact business.
Modi bhi itminan se ek-ek se milte hue aage chalte chale gaye. Santoor vadak Shiv Kumar Sharma pichli qatar mein the. Lekin Modi ne khud aage badhkar unse haath milaya.
Well, yes, definitely. Labor unrest is always from the employer's point of view. Gurgaon is a classic example. So, if you have workers rioting, the leading, the circumstances that led to it are completely missing from that frame.
वो जिससे मिलते हैं, दिल खोल के मिलते हैं। मौका Reliance Foundation के अस्पताल के उद्घाटन का था। मोदी मेहमान थे। और सामने सितारों की कतार थी।
The economic policies which are not being discussed at all.
So writing about media owners.
The recent decision on spectrum allocation.
Personal criticism of politicians is something which has become a taboo in the recent regime.
The Factories Act, which has already been changed in Rajasthan, and there is no discussion on it.
Satirical commentary on religious icons. Is again an area which is increasingly becoming a taboo.
The cases against Amit Shah, the BJP president, the total silence on that.
My God, please, this is such rubbish.
Arnab, take me a minute.
No,
you've got to give me time.
No, but you're talking rubbish.
You've got to give me time.
No, but it's complete rubbish.
So the point is,
I will be fair after you.
The kind of corporate ownership patterns that are out there in the media. That when they're seeing an XYZ channel, it is owned by an ABC corporate who owns 10 newspapers and 20 TV channels. And still you stare at that television news and you kind of with this slack-jawed, admiration that this is the pure truth and nothing else.